This is a group of about a dozen nations that are the most important donor nations for Zimbabwe. They've given about $2.6 billion over the last 5 years.
You first talked about the humanitarian assistance that is being provided to Zimbabwe, but the government seems to be saying that it is better to give it foreign direct investment so that it can kickstart the economy. Are the Friends of Zimbabwe ready to do this?
Yeah, in fact, I mean, foreign direct investment is already moving into Zimbabwe. There are several significant American companies that have maintained their presence in Zimbabwe or are looking at investing in Zimbabwe. I think there's concern about indigenization policy and exactly what that means. I think there's concern that the law must be applied equitably. Those are the sorts of things that make it tough for investors to seriously consider new investments in a country. But in the long term, I think that is the right approach, that trade is going to provide more jobs and better growth for the people of Zimbabwe than aid will.
Are you confident, though, that the elections that will be held later this year will be peaceful?
Well, I think that the conduct of the referendum was an important confidence-building measure. It shows very clearly that the government of Zimbabwe is technically competent to manage an election and that the people of Zimbabwe are interested in voting peacefully. Clearly, elections will be a more hotly contested, the presidential, Senate, parliamentary elections will be more hotly contested. I know the history of Zimbabwe. I know that violence tends to increase around elections. I applaud the call of President Mugabe and other political leaders for a peaceful process, and it's one of the things that I think we all need to follow up on to ensure that violence is held to a minimum.
The other problem that Zimbabwe seems to be facing on the issue of elections is money to fund those elections. Did this come up for discussion?
Yes, it did. It is a problem. Zimbabwe has asked the UN to provide some electoral support. The UN has indicated an interest in doing so. That's the best platform for that sort of support. But rightfully wants to have a needs assessment team go to Zimbabwe to make sure that the UN understands what's required and how much money and how fast and all of that. And at this point, the government of Zimbabwe has not been willing to agree to the terms of reference for the needs assessment team. So there's sort of an impasse right now, one that I think needs to be resolved very quickly if the UN and the international community are going to have enough time to organize the support and find the financing.
Lastly, let's talk about sanctions. Was this raised by the Zimbabwe delegation?
As we've been very clear from the very beginning, those sanctions were put in place for specific reasons, and there are still some things that we need to see, specifically credible, free, and fair election and restoration of the rule of law before we'll be able to take a wholesale revision to our policy.